Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Martin. It's Lillian. Are you still planning to read from your book of poetry at the Arts Festival next weekend? You're one of this publishing company's most accomplished writers.
I just need directions to the festival site. It's in a park, right?
Yes. Just know that once you get there, our table will be the one closest to the entrance. I can text you the address when we finish this call.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. What does the man need? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Guzman, I'm calling from Powell Advertising. As I'm sure you know, your contract with us expires next month. I was hoping we could take some time to discuss renewal terms.
Quite honestly, we're not seeing the increase in sales we were hoping for. Advertising in buses and trains just isn't working for us.
I know you've been hesitant to get into web advertising, but maybe now the time is right.
Okay, let's set up a time to talk about this. I'm going to ask a few of my colleagues here to join us.
Number 35. Why does the woman call the man? Number 36. What does the man say about the current advertising? Number 37. What will the speakers discuss in their next meeting? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Did Mr. Okamura really order all these carrots for the cafe? I signed for the delivery, but now I'm worried that there was a mistake.
I don't know, Miho. I saw the list of specials we're offering this weekend and didn't see anything that has a lot of carrots in it.
It's okay. Mr. Okamura told me that we need them for a special private dinner tonight. I'll start preparing them now.
Okay. Once I finish the baking, I should be able to do some.
Thanks, Miho.
Number 38. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 39. Why is Miho concerned about the delivery? Number 40. What does Miho offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling from Dr. Yankovic's office to confirm your appointment tomorrow morning.
Sure, I'll be there at 11 o'clock.
Since you're a new patient, please complete all the online forms before you arrive. I sent you an email last week with the link to our medical portal.
Oh, I must have missed it. Sorry about that. I'll do it right away.
No problem. And one reminder, our regular parking area is unavailable because it's being renovated. You can park in front of the insurance company next door to us. We have an agreement with them.
Number 41. What will the man do tomorrow morning? Number 42. What does the woman tell the man to do? Number 43. What reminder does the woman give the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm flying to Munich. The name's Goldenberg. I have one suitcase.
I see your reservation, Ms. Goldenberg. I'll print your boarding pass.
Actually, I was wondering if you could change my seat. I'd rather have an aisle one. It's easier if I have to move around.
Unfortunately, this flight is full. In fact, it's overbooked. So if you're interested, I can offer you an aisle seat on tomorrow's flight and upgrade you to business class.
Tomorrow? I'm the guest speaker at a conference.
Okay, we'll ask some other passengers. Here's your boarding pass. Have a good trip.
Number 44. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 45. What does the woman ask for? Number 46. Why does the woman say,
I'm the guest speaker at a conference?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling from Guan Construction. We were originally scheduled to transport the tower crane to your building this weekend for upcoming construction. As you know, we will use it to lift large steel beams onto the roof for renovations on the top floor. But I'm afraid we're going to have to bring it and set it up this Wednesday instead.
Well, the weekend would have been better since most of the offices are usually empty. But if you have to, I'll send a notice that employees should use the side street entrance.
Okay, I'll go ahead and contact the city to request a change to the start date of our construction permit.
Number 47. What issue does the man discuss with the woman? Number 48. Who most likely is the woman? Number 49. What will the man do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
As you all know, our bookstore has a new inventory system for keeping track of what books we have in the store. We were going to start using it just after the holidays when the store is closed to customers, but we need to start using it now.
Mr. Jones, you mean we'll be entering inventory into the system and helping customers at the same time? That's a lot.
I understand your concern, but Mark has been attending training and will be able to lead the transition so that salespeople can concentrate on customer service. Mark, anything you want to say?
The system isn't difficult to use, and most importantly, I think it will make filling online orders much quicker.
Number 50. What does Mr. Jones announce? Number 51. What is the woman concerned about? Number 52. What does Mark emphasize? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Tina Mackin from the television program Sunrise Scotland. I just received an email with information on the musical that's opening next month, The Fields of Dumbarton.
Yes, the director asked me to send that, some photos and information. So you got the email with all the attachments?
I did, but I was expecting a short video from one of the rehearsals. We'd like to show a clip on our morning television program.
I wasn't aware of that. I'll talk to the musical's director, Michael Byrne.
Okay. And when you speak to him, please advise him to arrive early for his appearance on our show this Friday. There's road construction around the studio, so it may take longer to get here than he expects.
Number 53. What will begin next month? Number 54. What does the woman say about the email? Number 55. What does the woman suggest that Michael Byrne do on Friday? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Have you had a chance to look at the survey results?
I wasn't surprised. We've known for a while that our customers really don't like the music in our video games.
The trend is to have popular music with vocals rather than the electronic sounds we've always used.
I'm sure using popular music in our games will increase sales. I think we should start to make this change now, don't you?
Well, what's popular today may not be popular tomorrow, and we want our games to keep selling for a long time. So let's not rush this decision.
I see. Okay. Let's discuss this further with our division leaders.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What problem was identified in a customer survey about video games? Number 58. Why does the woman say?
So let's not rush this decision.
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Dr. Ahn. In case you have forgotten, today I am going to start transferring patients' paper records to electronic files.
Oh, right. Thanks. Who will be handling phone calls and greeting patients while you're in the back office?
I arranged for a temporary office assistant to come in and help out.
Okay, but the system we use for scheduling appointments can be tricky to operate.
Well, the office assistant is coming from an agency that specializes in the medical profession, so I think we should be fine.
Number 59. What does the man say he will do today? Number 60. What is the woman concerned about? Number 61. Why does the man feel confident in the temporary office assistant? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Hi, Ian. This is Michelle from Michelle's Flower Shop. We just received our wholesale order, but the tulips are missing.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to let you know that my supplier can't get them to me until tomorrow.
I've had a number of customers requesting tulips recently, so could you please ship them as soon as you can?
Absolutely. I'll send the truck back to you tomorrow with the tulips.
And actually, I've ordered 100 flowers, but could you double that, please? I'm sure I'll need at least 200.
Sure, and I'll send you a revised invoice as well.
Number 62. Why is the woman calling? Number 63. What did the man forget to do? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which price will change on the invoice? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and control panel.
I hear that we've received complaints about the display panel on the Handy Max coffee maker we just introduced. Have you looked into it?
It's the warning light that lets people know that more water needs to be added. On the Handy Max, it's right next to the keep warm light, and some customers become confused when using the machine.
The warning light was much bigger on previous models, which made it easier to see. Should we enlarge it? Would that solve the problem?
I think we should move the warning light to the right of the words add water. That could avoid the issue.
Number 65. What is the problem with the coffee maker? Number 66. What was different about previous models? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which light does the man suggest moving? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Thanks for stopping by, Petra. Last week, I got the schedule for the rollout of Langenfeld's new oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, yes. It's about time. Customers have been complaining about how dry the current ones are.
Well, I just got an email update from headquarters. They want to extend the window of time the product will be discounted. We had originally planned to offer the discount only 2 days, March 5th and 6th, but now they'd like to extend that window by 2 more days.
Okay, that should help win back some customers. We should also post about the change on our social media accounts.
Number 68. What does the woman say about the bakery's customers? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which phase is being extended? Number 70. What does the woman say the bakery should do?